In the first reading today, we must not be distracted by Isaac and his traumatic experience. That story about Abraham is about Abraham. It's not about Isaac. It's somewhat the same with the gospel today. This gospel story is about the apostles. It's not about Jesus. Notice that that voice speaks to the apostles. Jesus has already heard the voice at his baptism. Now, everything Abraham had was given to him by God. Everything, including that son who came late and marvelously into the life of Abraham and Sarah. What God asks of Abraham is that Abraham give back to God everything God's given him. Do you love me enough to give it all back? This is what God's saying to the man who once left everything at God's request and headed out into the unknown. Will you give back to me what I have given to you? It is a stunning and challenging request. And Abraham's not the only one called by God in this way. We should sit here with a little discomfort at the realization of what this story is about, because the living word of God is spoken alive in this place. It's the same with Jesus. In his prayer at the Last Supper, he acknowledges that everything he has comes from the Father, and that his deepest desire is to return it all to the Father and lose nothing that the Father has given him. Now, Peter, James, and John are the ones I believe are really transfigured on that mountain. Their lives, their faith, their hopes, and dreams are now all caught up in this one who remains with them. They are now the ones being put to the test. Like Abraham, they've climbed a mountain, and they've heard a voice that calls out to them, asking only one thing: will you give back to me everything I've given you? They now are coming to realize slowly that this is what God is asking of them. Because this is what God asks of Jesus. Eventually, as we know, with each of their stories, they will give back to God everything that God has given them, just like Jesus. They will give back their very lives. My friends, there's no denial and there's no avoiding the truth that this is what God asks of us as well. This season of Lent puts us to the test. It tests our resolve to give up and give back. It is, in a sense, a time of rehearsal, as it were, a time of testing that will prove what we are made of and how much we love the God who has given us absolutely everything.